Hey Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast Queen Rafi Space, and for today's episode, what's been on my mind is the question of what are you using your platform for? Yeah. A lot of us take the platforms that we have for granted, or we feel like we don't have a platform. But the truth is, in this age and time where everybody has access to internet and you have a social media page and you have a social media handle, you have a platform, and it's important for you to be mindful of how you use that platform, of what you promote on those platforms. Some people have sort of made it their life duty to promote negativity on their platform, and then they masquerade it as saying, oh, I'm being real, I'm letting you know the real things. But being real and being a negative person are two different things. Being real and being an absolutely rude and condescending person are two different things, and it's important as an adult that you understand the difference of being real and being rude, or being condescending or being negative. The fact that you feel something doesn't mean you have to say it out. The fact that you see something doesn't mean that you have to say it out, because half the time you never even know the full story of what is happening. You never truly understand what people are going through. Lots of people on social media, everybody's behind their keypads. We're all keypad warriors, and you know, we're saying whatever it is that we want to say, but you have to realize that you're sort of responsible for it. Yes, you're responsible for it. Don't just say, oh, it's social media, it's kind of different from real life. I beg to differ. I feel like social media is an extension or a fraction of what you are in real life. You cannot be such a negative person on social media who is always attacking people and coming for people for different irrelevant things, and you expect me to believe that in your real life you're a very happy person. It just doesn't correlate. And not everybody's gonna have a chance to meet the real you. So the fraction of you that they see, or an extension of you that they see on social media, is what people are gonna form their opinions by. And you having a small Twitter handle with maybe 1,000 followers or maybe 200 followers, that's a platform. In fact, even if you have 2 followers, that is a platform, because whatever it is that you tweet out, those 2 followers would see it, and in some way they've consumed the content that you've put out, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And how they react to that, or what they decide to do with what they've gotten, while they have a responsibility to that, you would also share in it if it affects them negatively. I take it very seriously with what I promote on my social media handle. And you also have to realize, especially Twitter or maybe Instagram, you liking something and you retweeting something, most of the time is you accepting and saying, yes, I believe in this. So don't just retweet negative things because you say, oh, let other people see it. I never retweet negative stuff because I feel like that's not what I want my platform to represent. If I see something that my mind is not settled and I don't agree with, that I know that, you know, I would never tweet out myself, I would never retweet it, and I'll never like it, because I feel like that is an endorsement. And it's important for a lot of us to understand that. Every time you want to tweet out something, think about it. Does this uplift somebody? Does this make the world a better place? Does this contribute to the overall well-being of the society? I think it's a responsibility all of us have. It's a toss that should always be at the back of your mind, always. What are you using your platform for? Negativity, positivity, selling your market, jokes, fun, decide what it is. But please, let it be positive. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I love you for every single time you click on play.